talk a little bit more about Nebraska, how you're feeling being back here after 17 years.
You're in the land of common sense. That's what I love about Oklahoma. Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, this thing right here, all I found for these people is they gave you the shirt off their back. And the other thing that I found in those three states is barbed wire doesn't start much cold wind. You know, that's pretty much it. So I all feel like we're kind of all from the same place here.
Well, and with your ACM performance, I was bawling 10 minutes after you did it. My brother's in the military. Actually, you're going to get to meet him tomorrow at a meeting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's his name?
We're very blessed. Jason.
Jason, okay.
And other members of the military and my family. And it's just so emotional, the way that you honor your vets. Where does that come from within you?
I don't know. My father was Marine, Korean War. Three brothers were all in the military, one in the Army, two in the Air Force. And so it's, you know, that's just, it's kind of what you're raised on. My generation, either blessing or curse, was lucky enough to not have war going on or wasn't lucky enough to serve, however you look at it. And so it's just the respect from that, because that's a pretty hell of a sacrifice that they give. And, you know, everybody kind of worries, oh, what kind of shape are we in, or what is America in? All you got to do is go down the belly of an aircraft carrier and see these 18, 19-year-old kids. Talk to them, you'll feel pretty good about it.
Oh,
they're
definitely
all sharp. They got their heads on straight. They know why they're there. And you feel pretty safe to sleep at night. And thank God for that.
That's right. Well, and of course, Mother's is a big thing to you.
Yeah.
Mother's Day, I know you mentioned that. And you said, I'm sorry that you have, your mom has passed.
Well, my mom in 99.
And Trisha's mom has passed too.
Yeah.
But
we
now your daughter is a mother. So you were saying giving the love to a new mom. Is that where it's going this year?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's going to a lot of moms. So we got a lot of moms on the crew. Mm-hmm. Which is great, and we got a lot of moms that like Dave Gant, for example, a guy from Ada, Oklahoma. His wife's from here, so we're going to get to see their folks and everybody. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get to see a lot of moms this weekend, which I'm always fired up about.
Well, in talking about albums, my favorite song of yours is Wolves.
Oh,
all time favorite.
Sweet Knuckles.
I love it so much.
Last song on No Offense, last song on every record's my favorite. So
it's
Wolves.
So great,
Stephanie Davis.
I can't get over it. And that was one that, you know, really wasn't heard by a whole lot of people.
Right.
Is that frustrating for you, or what would be your favorite?
You see the signs. You see the signs say Wolves. And what's weird, Miss Yearwood does a rap party after every one of her seasons of shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And this year in Nashville, she did it at the place where I first heard Wolves sang by Stephanie Davis live.
Oh, wow.
So when you walk into the place, all those memories come back.
Right.
Of watching her going, holy cow, are you hearing this? So good songs live forever.
Mm-hmm.
And time is a friend to all things good. So, no, there's any song that didn't get its due, every night you get to pull it out. It's your choice. You can pull it out anytime you want to sing.
So if I bring a sign tomorrow during the 7 o'clock show that says Wolves, you'll sing it?
Yeah, or if you just tell me 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Wolves, I'll try to remember that.
Yes. You're kidding.
Oh,
my God, that would be amazing.
Love that song. The band loves it.